This ASAP video is brought to you by Alpha Dog Sports. Leave no doubt, this is a one-stop shop for all of your athletic development products. AlphaDogSports.com. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts. Today's guest is Kim Wood. Coach Wood spent 30 years in the National Football League with the Cincinnati Bengals. He started off with one of the founders of modern-day NFL football, Paul Brown, who's got his name on the stadium there in Cincinnati. The veteran strength coach still keeps his iron in the fire and has an annual strength training clinic for football every summer. Unfortunately, we missed a few minutes of the beginning part of the podcast. We pick up with Kim Wood talking about Deflategate.
They stuck a little pin in there and, took a little bit out. I don't think it was a scientific thing. And I think it's a lot of noise about not much. I mean, I don't know what the story behind the story is on this. People are saying that's what's going on. It's, they're going to put the Patriots in their place and stuff. But I just view it as being silly. But it's garnering the NFL headlines when there's nothing going on.
Yeah, and they're selling a lot of Tom Brady shirts.
I guess
they're falling off the shelf.
This, my son played with Tom Brady, and he's a Michigan guy, and he's a nice fella, and he's a good looking guy, and he's got a beautiful wife, and she's a billionaire. He only makes like $25-30 million a year, and I think that in our culture, when you get somebody that's actually beat the dealer, is ahead of the game, it's somehow okay to crunch him. And I think that's what's going on, but I think it's all silly.
Well, Coach, I travel all over the place checking out training facilities and checking in on strength training programs. And everywhere I go now, I'm seeing the neck machines. And some schools, got like 6, 7. One school had 10 of these Rogers athletic neck machines. And they're really, it's an elaborate piece, and it's really intricate.
Pretty good piece. There's a bunch of manufacturers that manufacture a good neck machine. If you're leading up to what I think you're leading up to, Ed, I think the strength coaches, maybe not in mass, maybe not 100%, but a lot of them are figuring out the thing that we talk about in our clinic, and that is that training the neck and attempting to prevent the concussions that you can prevent is a real priority as far as your strength program goes. That somewhere along the line, you got to go beyond the wins and the losses and think about protecting the players. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's a group of strength coaches, not all of them, because there's some paying no attention at all. Some saying this is, you're all wet. That's not what the deal is. Okay, but I just say to you is that I think there's a real strong group that is paying attention to what their real job and real responsibility is as a strength coach, and they're doing things, real things, that are protecting the players. Because again, football means you're dealing every day, every practice with concussive forces. And if you can reduce those forces and prevent some concussions, which otherwise would happen, that's an awesome thing. That's part of what the real job of being a strength coach is all about.
Interesting stuff. And in fact, Urban Meyer up at Ohio State is taking some of the hits off of a lot of his players during spring football. They've had many
coaches. I hate to think they're getting a whole lot smarter, but the point is some of them are getting smarter because the name of the game. There's one thing, and I don't know Coach Meyer. I saw his teams play at Utah. They played Michigan. And certainly he had a great team at Florida. And at Ohio State, he's got the best team going in May for the next 2 or 3 years. But the point is that I know one thing about the guy. He's smart. And smart coaches are going to understand, and he understands that the name of his game is recruiting. But the bottom line of recruiting is that if your son comes to my school, you tell those parents that he's some of them are telling you, well, he's going to go to pro football, and they dig that. But at the same time, he's got to tell 100% of the parents that if your son goes to my school, I care about him, and that translates to I'm going to protect him from the bad stuff in football. And certainly any brain damage is bad any way you slice it. But no, I think that what you're going to have is, I think it's going to become, in the future, having a really outstanding neck training program. Again, the program that works the muscle structures, which dissipate the forces that could cause concussions. Okay. Having a program like that with knowledgeable coaches is going to be a major part of recruiting.
Now, if you don't happen to have, or maybe you do have the that Rogers Athletic Pendulum neck machine.
I got one in the basement, yeah.
Yeah.
I got a hammer one, and, you know, I got...
If you didn't have that type of machine, or even if you did, what do you think about the some of the isometric training?
What you have is this. If you're a young strength coach or a football coach that is training your players, you've got to be as knowledgeable as you can. And the thing is this, can you do it without having fancy equipment? Yes. But you have to become knowledgeable and know how to do, you know, isometrics and manual resistance. And there's plenty of things you can rig. You can rig a neck strap with towels. You can rig football helmets that have weights on them. I mean, there's one of the things that we go over in our clinic is we don't want to have a clinic that's just for the people with the super facilities. I always have a feel for the young coach, young strength coach that has almost no facilities. Mm-hmm. Okay. How can he run a program that protects his players? And the thing is that can it be done? Yes, it can be done, but you got to study it and you got to really be innovative. And I think one of the great tragedies is that many situations, they have no program at all. They send kids out there to knock heads who are not physically prepared as far as their musculature, and the attitude is that if they run into problems, they won't run into problems under my watch. It'll be in their 30s and 40s and 50s, and I think that's the thing that's going to kill football, if anything is that, and the moms sensing that football coach's first priority is not to protect their players and not letting their kids go out for football, have them go out for soccer.
But
I'm just saying to you is that you don't need a whole bunch of money and very sophisticated equipment to have a good program.
You know, coming up next month, here it is May right now, but next month, June, toward the end of the month, almost annually now, you have your clinic, your football strength clinic. You know, everybody can find out about it. But the thing is, more and more coaches need to get to this clinic to find out more about what's going on in strength training for football. And also,
well, we're focused. That's what the focus of the clinic is. And like I say, Ed, I think that what you have is in major college and professional and major high schools, they have tremendous facilities. But again, football transcends that into a lot of places that don't have the facilities. And if you're a coach, you still have to be responsible to the kids that you're coaching. And again, they have to be protected. And can you do it? Yes, you can.
All right, Coach, for guys like me who are there every year, who's our coach from Michigan that comes down every year?
And you're thinking of Scott Hayes from Fowlerville,
Michigan. Yeah, Scott Hayes.
Yeah, he's always in the front row.
Right.
And with his school colors on. And he's been every clinic that I've been to in the last 20 years, he's been in the front
right.
row.
Scott
but
Hayes,
but he has a tremendous program that he runs because he's a student of it. We have a good group of people, and this is our fifth year. We have a lot of people coming from Canada. We have a lot of people coming from all the states surrounding Ohio. We have the best high school programs in Cincinnati. The coaches are there. One of the things that we like to think of is that it's more than just you're coming to hear the strength coaches make presentations. We want people interacting with each other, rolling up their sleeves and getting to know a lot of these coaches,
yeah.
Okay? But the point here is that we want it to be a clinic, but we want it to be a thing where people get to know other people. It becomes a total networking type thing. And again, it's we're talking about information.
Okay, for Scott Hayes, for me, for some of your repeat guys, Jim Flanagan's coming up this year, what's new at the clinic this year? What am I going to walk away with?
The better we know how to do it. You know, we're always going to have new speakers. We're always going to have certain speakers that are always good. People that were our speakers the last couple of years, they're going to be coming, and we'll be calling on them for questions. But we got a Rick Court at Mississippi State University. He was an assistant up at Ohio State, and he's been at Bowling Green, a few other schools in the Midwest. They came out of nowhere this past year. That's an up-and-coming program, and he's kind of going to be the featured speaker. Mm-hmm. And we got Aaron Hillman coming from the University of Illinois. But we got the same group of guys, a fellow from Buffalo, Pazinski's coming. Okay, we got my son John Wood is going to talk. Doug Scott from the Pingree School in New Jersey, which has by far, and it's a school with tremendous facilities, but it's a school, you talk about a tremendous high school program. I've been there, and I've never seen anything like it. And he does a tremendous job, especially relative to education of the young of the players and the students.
Dates and times, Coach. Give me the dates and times.
June 26th and 27th in Cincinnati. Okay, you want to go to footballstrength.com. We're going to have all kinds of food. It's a Friday night, all day Saturday affair. You don't have to bring food. You're not going to have to go out. And we got Bob the Chicken Man is going to cater as usual. And if there's anything you need to drink, we're going to have it there.
Chicken sandwiches.
Chicken sandwiches. We're talking those big half-pound hamburgers.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking with all the condiments, primarily for football people, but we get people from all sports coming. We get a lot of basketball people. Dave Gadooley will be there, and he trains boxers and basketball players along with football players.
So networking, strength training, and protein, it's all going to be there.
See, we're talking good food. We might even have some cool, refreshing liquid for people.
Oh, I got it. I got you.
I mean, beer. We might have. There might be some there. In fact,
keep that on the down low.
The facility is air conditioned. The first couple of years, we didn't have the Clifton Community Center.
That was rough, Coach.
And it was not air conditioned, and it may have been bordering on like 200 degrees. I knew it was hot when my shoes started melting.
I'll pay more than $25 for your clinic if you get some AC.
When guys were passing out, and with the speakers had to like. Chug Gatorade before they talked. We knew that we somehow had a change. But we've gone to an air conditioned facility, which is just super. The mental set that we like to provide is preparing people correctly. You know, people talk about they like to sell football as being it's like being a football game is like being an automobile accident. Okay, that it's that physically taxing. The point is this. If you're going to send people to that type of experience, you've got to prepare them. And that's the thing that we're focused on.
Sounds good. Coach Kim Wood, he's having his strength clinic next month. It's June 26th, 27th.
Mike Gittleson's going to be there, longtime strength coach in Michigan. We got the top strength coaches in the country are going to be there, and they're going to be accessible. You can talk to them.
Sounds good. We'll see you there, Coach. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks, Ed.
ASAP Athletic Strength and Power Podcast.